The question was asked as far as speaking Lashon Hara about someone who's in the gear process. So we have to define two things. We have to define what is Lashon Hara and the prohibition, and we have to define what is the status of someone in the gear process. So let's define both points. Lashon Hara is technically a biblical commandment to take extra care from harming someone else. Meaning, I am biblically prohibited from inflicting harm upon my fellow man. I'm not allowed to hate him. I'm not allowed to go to his boss and tell him, you should know, your worker, he's plotting behind your back to destroy your business if it's a lie. I'm not allowed to do that, right? Even though I didn't harm him physically, but I lied about him. I heard him. So that's not what the Torah taught me with Lashon Hara. When the Torah forbade Lashon Hara, what the Torah was telling me is that I have to be careful, even in circumstances where I am not directly harming him. Even in circumstances where on the face of it, nothing bad is happening, but maybe something bad will happen from it. Even there I have to be careful. So what Lashon Hara came and taught us is that we have to ensure in our speech that what we say cannot hurt someone, even in a roundabout way, even in the long term, even in a distant way. So what the Torah did was the Torah took the prohibition from damaging someone and expanded it to a level of sensitivity that goes far beyond directly harming someone else. So this isn't slander. This isn't about I'm going to go and write a book about how you're the worst person in the world and then everyone's going to think badly about you. That's not what we're talking about. Because if that's what we're talking about, I don't need a separate prohibition. That's the prohibition. Don't harm your fellow man. When we discuss Lashon Hara, what we're usually discussing is situations where it's not directly harmful. Of course, situations that are directly harmful are also Lashon Hara. But they're already encompassed by the prohibition against harming someone else. So that discernment has to be clear. Now, it's understood that just like I can't go to a non-Jew's house and bash his window, well, I also can't go and say something that will directly harm him, right? That's clear. Yeah? Till here, we're clear.
Yeah, earlier though you said I can't harm your fellow man. And
so wait, let's...
being said, or is it you can't harm your fellow Jews?
Well, no, you're not allowed to fight. You're not allowed to harm a Gentile either. You're not allowed to destroy his property or steal his property or.
Not allowed to just for no good reason, but in matters of defense and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're talking about situations where the country has to defend itself.
No, not a country. There's differences between how you're supposed to interact with Goyim and Jews.
That's for true.
Sure. So
we
bring a Goy to a pay stand again to, stop.
So
your carrots or something like that in your garden.
That's already a question we can't go into in this forum. That's a more complex question. What does a person do with a neighbor, etc.? How does he deal with it? And usually we say, do use the legal system here in Israel. So, again, it's a more complex question because it's on a nationalistic level. What's one to do? When a person enters the gear process, so technically he's not Jewish until he does a circumcision and immerses in the mikvah and truthfully accepts the mitzvot upon himself. But when he enters the gear process and he's studying, he technically is entering the halachic status of a ger toshav, meaning he's not becoming a ger tzedek, he's not becoming a Jew till he finishes the process. But when he's in the process and he's studying about Judaism and he's in this direction, so presumably he's not worshipping idols. Presumably, he is keeping the seven Noahide laws. I assume so. I mean, he's on the path. So he has entered the status of a ger toshav. He has entered the status of a non-Jew who's considered a righteous non-Jew. A non-Jew who we would let live in our midst without becoming a ger. You guys with me till here? And as such, he does get certain preferential treatment. For example, when a person has a circumcision, right? So he's not yet Jewish. Now, we visit him, and we take care of him, and we give him free food, and we bring him the medication he needs. And when I say we, I'm assuming that you guys will do it too. I usually do it, but I expect that you guys also do it with your friends when they undergo their circumcision and they're in the gear process. So everyone should visit them and see what they need. No, because I'm mentioning it because very often I'm the one that runs out and gets them all the medication they need and everything else. And that's a pity because everyone should be doing it. It's not just my mitzvah, it's all of our mitzvah. It's our friends that are going, that are in the process of becoming a ger. But we have to remember, one of the guys once was in the gear process. He did the circumcision, and he and his wife and his kids were getting ready to go to the mikvah. So he came and asked me, am I allowed to live with my wife now? So I said, yeah. So he said, but she's not Jewish and I'm not Jewish, and she hasn't gone to mikvah and I haven't gone to mikvah, and I already did my circumcision and she didn't do anything yet. So I said, you're right, she didn't do anything yet, but you know what? Just the circumcision isn't enough. You didn't do anything yet either. Yeah, you're still not Jewish. If you want to eat pork tomorrow night, you could go eat pork. It's not right. We'd wonder about where you're headed, but technically you're not yet Jewish. So first thing I learned was that that was a wrong thing to say. The guy broke into tears. The guy said, what? I could eat pork? How could you tell me such a thing? He was standing here by those steps right there, and he started crying. So I learned that I have to be more sensitive. You don't tell a guy that. But I just meant to tell him, you know, you didn't finish your gear process yet. It's not over yet. There's no difference between you and your wife. You did step one. She doesn't have to do step one. But until you do step two, you're in the same boat as she. He thought that he was already holier than her. He was already like Jewish, half Jewish. No, when you finish, you become a Jew. Before you finish, you're not a Jew. But when a person has started the process, he has entered Ger Toshav status. I don't know of anywhere that says that, but I think it's obvious. And so we do give him certain preferential treatment. For example, we do take care of him. The Torah says if you have an animal that's not, that you slaughtered and you find it's not kosher, you discover that that animal had a certain something that disqualified it, made it into a trefa. Your shechita wasn't the kosher shechita. So that animal became a nevela. So Jews can't eat it. The Torah says, give it to a Gentile or give it to the dogs. And our sages say the Torah was telling us, first give it to a Gentile. The Torah gave us that order, preferably give it to a Gentile. Which Gentile? A non-Jew who is like a friend, a ger toshav. If you can, give it to him. If you don't have anyone like that around, you live in the middle of Mea Sharm and there's no one around, it's Yom Div. Okay, so don't let it go to waste. Give it to the dogs.
Wait,
but
you would sooner give it to the dogs than like a non-righteous Gentile? It goes like righteous Gentile, dogs, Gentile.
Well, if we have a non-Jew who is stealing, what are the Noahide laws? They're laws of morality. If we have a non-Jew who is taking live animals and plucking off limbs and eating them, he's eating every minachai, so then we would rather give the dog the meat than support this guy and give him free food. Yeah, we would. The dog's done nothing wrong, and this person has done things that are wrong. He's ruining society, yeah.
So explain the responsibilities of a ger toshav.
Oh, so when a person is a ger toshav, we're assuming that anyone that's in the gear process is abiding by the seven Noahide laws. He believes in monotheism, he doesn't steal, he keeps the laws of he doesn't have to have family purity, but he does have to stick to the laws. The Sheva Mitzvot Noach, right? Ever Minachai, he doesn't blaspheme, he doesn't steal, he has a legal system. Oh, Baruch Hava. Baruch Hashem.